Hi, this is Kim Stazala. Who else is on the call?
This is Kay Edwards.
Great. Thanks so much, Kay. We're going to go ahead and start our interview about Fearless Weekend. This is Kim Stazala, Senior Partner at Design Group International and CEO of the Society for Process Consulting. Today I have Kay Edwards, President and CEO of Outside Network, who agreed to be interviewed to share information with our members about Fearless Weekend. So I'm very excited that you could join us.
Thanks, Kim. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. I have a few questions for you. And to start off, a lot of people have asked me, what is Fearless Weekend? I think as co-hosts of this event, maybe we're a little too fearless if we have to explain it to other people. But if you can just explain to me in a nutshell, what is this event?
Sure, and that's a great question. Fearless Weekend is an opportunity to really step away from your day-to-day routine and to be inspired by other leaders who are exploring new ideas, new initiatives. It starts on a Friday evening. We go all day Saturday, and it's just an opportunity to spend learning and having your thinking challenged, and all with leaders who understand how important that is.
Have your thinking challenged. I love that. Great. So tell us a little bit more about the logistics and the date, and where is this going to happen?
Sure. So the event is October 11th and 12th. It starts with dinner on Friday evening, and the purpose of that dinner really is just for everybody to get to know each other in a very casual environment, and we go all day Saturday. It concludes at 5 p.m. on Saturday. The time is going to include interactive presentations, small group discussions on each presentation. So it's really a unique format that gives everybody who attends the chance to learn and co-create. And that means we all walk away with new ideas we can take back to our own organizations. We're holding the event at the Center for Environmental Stewardship at Concordia University, Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee, easy to get to, convenient to a major airport. And if you've ever been there, it's a just absolutely beautiful facility overlooking Lake Michigan, which is going to be magnificent that time of year in October with the leaves turning color. We really wanted the setting to reflect the inspirational content of the event, so we looked hard for a place that people would just love to come to, and it would be really beautiful.
I can't wait. It sounds amazing. And it also sounds like a place that would inspire relationships and inspire creativity and conversations. So good job on that.
Yeah, well, and that's really the point of it. It's just to have people come and meet other people who are working on exciting new challenges, but then to have our own thinking challenge.
Great, great. And tell me, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this now? And why does it matter?
All good questions. So the reason that I'm doing this is that as a leader, I'm responsible for setting the vision for my organization. And I know that that vision setting is better when I'm pushing myself out of my own comfort zone and when I'm actively seeking out new ideas. I never want to fall into the trap of my own thinking and just being in my own head. So I wanted to create a place to invite others to do that, really in a safe place. So not like you're making a presentation to your boss or your board, but to create a place, a setting where we're all cheering each other on because we're all in the same place. And
great.
The vision for Outside Network is that everyone we work with is doing more of what the world most needs them to do. So why now? I think this is a great time for Fearless Weekend to create a way for people to explore what that looks like and to help each other achieve that vision.
Great. Great. So tell me a little bit more specifically about who should attend, and maybe tie into that a little bit about the types of proposals you received and what the content might be, because that could also determine who should attend and what kind of information or learning or inspiration they're looking for.
Sure. Well, I think everybody should attend. And I also think that any leader who really understands the value of both networking but also being open to new ideas, anyone who understands that having your ideas challenged, having your thinking challenged, even if you're watching someone else have their ideas challenged, is going to make our thinking skills and our strategy better. We have some great potential presentations. Some of the topics include leadership, networking, marketing, innovation, open dialogue, things that we should all be thinking about as leaders. And everyone who participates can expect lots of time to network, lots of time to get to know each other, interactive learning and dialogue, a chance to weigh in on new ideas. And again, that just sharpens our own thinking and perspective. One of the things that we have done is we've created this open format where everyone who participates in the event is going to select which of the topics get presented. So we really wanted to create a place that it wasn't just Outside Network or the Society for Process Consulting deciding what people get to talk about, but the participants are creating the agenda.
That's really neat and different, sort of like a crowdsourced unconference, if you want to call it that. I've mm-hmm. heard of those before. And I think when, you know, I've tried to explain the event to people, that's the piece of it that, you know, always sort of, in a good way, raises an eyebrow, like, wow, really? I get to select that? So that's good. That's good news, and just, again, sort of speaks to your creativity and how you're organizing the event. So real quickly, can you tell us how people register?
Yes. You can go to the societyforprocessconsulting.com and click on upcoming events, and we also have a link on our site, outsitenetwork.com, so it's really easy to find the details and sign up for the event.
So true, and I think it's a really good price point. It's $575 per person, and current society members, if I didn't mention this earlier, current society members who already have a credential, whether that's certified process consultant, advanced process consultant, or executive process consultant, which is the level Kay and I are both at, they will earn 3 points towards the renewal of their credential as well, just by attending and participating in this event. So I think that's a nice bonus for our members if they're considering attending or not. And mm-hmm. you'll get to meet Kay, who's fabulous, and I've seen some of the other people registered as well. But Kay, help us here sort of close out our interview. What are some closing thoughts you might have or inspiration to help people decide on registering for the event?
Well, you mentioned, Kim, people sometimes are question what's the content, what is it going to be, and we intentionally designed this Fearless Weekend to be participant-driven. So participants are choosing the final list of presentations. We expect everybody who comes to contribute. This is not your standard conference where you can just sit back and have somebody else do all of the work for you. We really want people to be engaged, and we asked every potential presenter to tell us, how are you going to make this interactive, and how are you going to ask the audience, the small group listening to your presentation, for feedback? How are you willing to be challenged by that? One of the challenges for us and for people thinking about coming is that it might be a little uncertain to not have that traditional conference agenda where you know what every speaker is going to exactly be doing. And like I said, you know, to sit back and let others do the work for you. So I would say that this is going to be an opportunity to really have your thinking challenged, to co-create, and to walk away with new perspective, new ideas. And even if you're not presenting your own idea, there's going to be opportunities to get feedback from everybody on your thinking and to participate. I look at it this way. If I were going to hire a business advisor to come in and work with me on some of my ideas or work with me on my organization. There is no way I could get that for $575. And you're going to be in a room with people who are, you know, at the top of their game, people who are in-demand business advisors, all for a reasonable price. So I think I would encourage people to consider joining us, and I think it's going to be a great weekend.
That's a great explanation. And I think that's one of the other pieces of it I hadn't thought about originally, is being in a room for high-quality networking and being with people who are innovators and change makers, and they help solve organizational problems or help organizations with their own change management or organizational development. So that's the kind of brains that are going to be in the room, and to have access to those people for one day, I think you're right, is not a bonus, it's a benefit. I mean, that's certainly going to happen at the event.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and how many times have
you... I was going to say thank you for your time today, and what final thought do you have?
The only thing I was going to add is that, you know, you and I have been to conferences where there's thousands of people, and it's great, and there's great learning there. This is going to be a much smaller scale. You really will have an opportunity to get to know others, to interact, and to get access to that great thinking.
So true, so true. Well, thank you again, Kay, and for anyone listening, you can go to societyforprocessconsulting.com, click on upcoming events, and that's where you can register. You can also view the proposals and learn more about the event in general at outsitenetwork.com. So have a great day, Kay. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kim.
Bye-bye.
Bye.